Welcome back, everybody. I'm Chris Angel, your co-host, and this is Leanne Ozane-Smith, your host for The Pursuit of Profit.
Hostess.
Do you prefer hostess? You like that? I never know. It's like
the mostest.
The mostest. It's like flight attendant. You can't sit.
I know, right? I can be a host if you want me to be.
You're hostess of the mostest. Yes.
Pursuit of Profit.
Pursuit of Profit. And it's our second episode, Leanne. I mean, here we are.
Here we are.
I'm ready to go.
Me too.
By the way, I love your background today. That's so trendy.
Thank you. It's where I work. It's my office.
So awesome. I love it.
We did better this time, kind of getting out of the dark room that we were in last time.
Yes, so. Fishbowl last time.
So people actually might see people walking behind me. It's going to happen.
That makes it interactive. I like that. So today we're talking.
What's going to happen on. Happen behind me.
Yeah, right. Maybe nothing embarrassing.
Hopefully not.
Okay, so today we're talking about money behaviors and habits of entrepreneurs. I love this topic because it's hilarious in terms of what we do with money.
Oh my gosh, yes. So last time, and I have notes so that I stay on track because I tend to like be like squirrel, right? Especially when I'm passionate about something. So no squirrels in this episode. Okay. Notes. But last time what we covered is the three types of entrepreneurs that tend to, right? So we're going to review those guys. Okay. Then we're going to dive into what they actually think about and what they actually do with money. So hopefully, like, when I teach this in person, we get the nervous giggle that moves across the room, and we get people kind of slumping down in their chairs.
Yes.
So hopefully our virtual audience will do the same, because it's, I think, a lot of fun to identify who you are. Like, it's almost like when you teach people the DISC system, and they're like, yeah, I'm a Heidi, or, like, people like to identify who they are in a story. So I think that as we tell the story today, people are going to have a lot of fun with this episode.
I like it.
And hopefully they'll have some nervous giggles and go down into their chair.
We won't be able to see you do that, but we know.
We know what you're doing at home.
We know.
Because we taught this a million times in person. All right, should we dive in?
Let's dive in. I'm ready.
Okay, first, what I want to do is review each type of entrepreneur. So I'm going to pick up my notes.
Okay.
The first guy or gal is, remember from last time, is the accidental entrepreneur. They're never intended to be a business owner, but they found that magic place where their passion and their pocketbook intersect.
Yep.
And here's what they usually say to me. Like, we get in the conference room, maybe even this room, and they'll say to me, oh, you know what? I have no business sense, Leanne. And that's how they feel about themselves.
Yeah.
And what because of that feeling, what they bring to the table or to the bank account, so to speak, is that they have really no idea how to manage the money side of their business. So that's the first person that we talked about last time.
Yeah.
Second person we talked about was the right priority entrepreneur. Oh, I love them. They're the best. You're one of them. So these people are really focused on what they value, and they really care about what they contribute to the world. Last episode, we talked about how they're coachy types like you.
Yeah.
And what is so awesome about them is they sincerely believe that if they focus on the right things, then all of the money stuff is just going to fall into place.
Right.
So what they say to me when they're meeting with me is stuff like, oh, I'm not worried about that. Like, if I just do the right thing, money's going to show up in the bank account.
Right.
So that's how they tend to think about money. Yep. And then the other one is the fast and furious type of entrepreneur. And these people, quickly review, they have big egos. They tend to be professionals who have to crack the nut every single month. They probably have huge student loans. I'm thinking doctors. I'm thinking attorneys. I'm thinking people like me. They don't have huge student loans, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
They're professionals, and their business is kind of their livelihood and a little bit of their life. They produce, and they have no idea where their money goes. Their idea, when I meet with them about what's going on in their business and their money, is they say stuff to me like, no matter how much I make, I mean, I can make $1 million and it's never enough, right? Because what they are finding is their business consumes every dollar that their business makes.
Wow. Right.
So those are the three that we talked about last time.
I want to say already though, like I can already tell that people could hear themselves in that. Like you're so good at like saying what people say to you, because it's what people say to you, but it is what those watching this right now or listening to this right now are, have said themselves. Like it's textbook. Yeah, I love that. So good.
It is. It's textbook. And with that textbook
comes
certain behavior. So,
okay. Yeah. All right.
All right. Let's time talk to about the behavior.
Give me the tough love. All right.
Oh, no, it's all good. So the thing that I think distinguishes the way that I practice, it just comes down to like people, I think people are afraid I'm going to put them on a budget when they come visit me. And I'm like, that is not the plan.
Right.
The plan is for you to know exactly what to do when you have money in your account right. and what to do with it in a way that you're going to be profitable. So I call that behavior. And I think sometimes that's kind of taken as like a negative connotation, like bad, bad. It's not that. It's just behavior, like what we do.
Right, our actions.
Our actions, right?
Yeah.
So these behavior and habits with each personality are totally classic. Yeah. And they're all awesome. So one of the first things I want to say about all of these entrepreneurs, whether they're accidental, fast and furious, or right priority, is they all tend to manage their personal finances the way their business finances, the way they manage their personal finances. Mm. So this thing happens where you start a business and what do you know about managing money? Well, if you're a typical American, that probably means very little. Because if you look at how the financial health of most of the families in our nation, it makes a lot of sense why a lot of businesses fail, because we take our personal habits with money and we carry them into our business habits with money. And we don't see distinction. How is it going to be any different, right?
Totally.
So all of them tend, maybe with the exception of the fast and furious person because they delegate stuff, but they tend to think of and behave with their money the same way they would with their personal finances, which is part of why things are hard for entrepreneurs.
Right.
There's somebody walking. So that said, let's talk about the accidental entrepreneur first and what they tend to do and the way they tend to think about money. And most importantly, what they do with profit, because I think that's super interesting.
Yep.
And I totally want you to pipe in and interrupt me.
Okay.
Okay. So first of all, these people, the accidental entrepreneurs, really tend to be those people who have more of that inclination to manage their business money the way they manage their personal money.
Okay.
And part of that is because they really don't see any distinction, and I mean any. They don't see any distinction between themselves and their business. Like, their business is an extension of themselves. And so there's this like complete, you know, handhold that's going on. So because there's very little sight distinction between those two things, they don't see why they should treat the money of their business any differently. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So here's how that usually manifests. They don't usually have exclusive bank accounts for their business.
Got it. Right. There you go.
Right. So, I mean, I could beat a dead horse about this. I talk about it a lot, but what, honestly, Chris, I'm not exaggerating. I'm at least 60% of the time, regardless of what kind of entrepreneur I'm meeting with, if I ask them, hey, do you have a bank account that you use exclusively for all business income and expenses? They're like,
right.
No.
Yeah.
So it's not old news. Like, most people don't know to do that. So because they don't have, especially as accidental entrepreneurs, they don't have this distinction between their business mentally and emotionally, and they're also doing the same with their money, like money's just going where money is going. They actually can't see the financial lines. They can't measure the health of their business.
Good.
And they have no idea what they should be doing with money. So they're constantly confused, and they're constantly, I feel like they're just constantly unaware of how much danger they're putting themselves in with audit risk and business risk, right?
Right.
And then, ba-dum-bump, what they do with profit, when I meet with these people, what they're asking for help with, besides to learn how to get organized and stuff, is they do not have any idea how to get profit out of their business, and they want to know how they can pay themselves.
Right.
So that's what they do with profit. So if there is profit, they don't know how to get it out of their business, and they don't know how to replace that paycheck that they had at a traditional
But you wouldn't know how, if I were the accidental entrepreneur talking to you, I wouldn't know how to do that anyway, because I can't, like you said, I can't measure where that line is.
Right.
Because I don't have my business money and my personal money separated.
Right. Right. And I mean, that shows up in lots of ways. I mean, what ends up happening, especially to like in the e-commerce world. Oh,
good save.
Wow.
We almost lost the camera there. That's good.
Start the interview over.
Yeah, no, we're
I'm blushing. Good. I'm doing my body blush. I don't even remember what I was going to say. Let's just move on.
Well, this is important because I think people, when you're an accidental entrepreneur or any entrepreneur, and you see, you started your business because you were good at sewing something and people wanted to pay you for that, or you were good at whatever you did and that turned into a business. You see people wanting to pay you money. And so it's hard to separate business money from like personal money because they're paying me. Like I look at it as like a paycheck, not business income.
Right.
So when they come to you and they're sitting down across the table from you going, I really want to know how to pay myself. Everything, it's hard because their mindset about how they came into the money isn't separated from it. So it's hard to separate it when you're trying to find profit. You can't separate it because it's all going into your personal account.
Right. Yeah. And they really well said, Chris. Have you been sitting in on me?
Well, it's not my first rodeo.
I know, right? But they're also saying, like, they will say, you know, verbally, like, I don't even know how to even begin that process, right? So this particular person needs some, like, we got to pull it back. And they get education and help around, like, creating that separation.
Yeah.
Because, honestly, to get to the place where they replace the paycheck, they have to get to the place where they realize that they are not their business and their business is not them, especially financially.
Can you maybe this you're planning to address all three of these people at the end, tell me, but otherwise, is there like a really simple, like start, just do this one thing to help you a ton?
Yeah, let's do that. So for the accidental entrepreneur, the first thing you have to do is go and open a business account, and it needs to be at a different bank account, bank institution, than where your family banks.
Right.
So people roll their eyes at me. I'm like, no, literally, if you bank at Bank of America, then I want you to go to Wachovia over here and get a different account. Because I never want to see, one of the worst things you can do is see your business accounts and your family accounts side by side. And the transfer button is a no-no.
So, yeah, it's that dang transfer button. Seriously. I think the good news to this is like the solution is not as hard as sometimes people make it. Like it's really easy to just go create two accounts, and that will create a lot of simplification in your life.
So much. Yeah. And don't even try to tell me that it's too much work to go get to a different bank. It's like, come on.
Yeah,
you're a business owner. Come on, level up. Be brave. It's really going to be hard. So that's one thing somebody can do right away is just go open that separate account, separate debit card, change your Square account, put all of your checks in there. And one thing that people say to me is like, oh, well, if it's a business account, I'll have to pay for it. Okay, well, if it's $15 a month, that's like three lattes. It'll be okay. Like, you know, don't worry about the cost. Don't tell the bank it's for business. It'll be okay.
Yeah. There is a cost. There is a cost to having a business. I think that's another maybe mindset thing as it relates to accidental entrepreneurs. They didn't get into the business thinking I want to be a business owner.
Right.
They're just like, people want to pay me for my stuff. And so you got to realize when you're in business, like there are some responsibilities that come with business and there are some expenses you're just going to have as a part of business.
Totally.
Just to play the game.
Yep. Yeah. Like,
congratulations.
Merchant fee.
Tell her what she's won.
You get to pay 3% in merchant fees for the privilege of accepting plastic. Bye-bye.
Congratulations. Yeah. Welcome to business. Yeah. That's
welcome to business. Okay. But you can circumvent that by just not telling them it's a business account and just put your name on it.
Sure.
And you can have a free account, but it is only for business. So that's a very quick fix that most people can do. It forces consolidation. So all the revenue comes in, all the expenses come through that place. So things get much clearer very quickly. So
and now
that's
you,
to do.
Now you can find where your profit is, or you can find, you can actually see the difference of monies and it's not so cloudy and confusing. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Exactly. Next person.
Yeah.
Right. Priority people. We love these guys, right?
Love these people.
I'm married to one of these people too. Priority people are just, they're great. So here's the thing. They tend to be commingling personal and business money for different reasons. Mm. Not because they're disorganized or because they didn't know any better, but it's because of what they actually believe in their heart about their business. So they sincerely believe that good priorities with money are more important than stewardship of money.
Explain that.
Okay, I'll explain it this way. I define stewardship of money in a business as holding it accountable for two things. Real return on investment, which eventually we're going to get to.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Right? And then the second part of that is holding it accountable for profitless spending. So profitless spending, like case in point, paying for bank fees, right, to have a bank account. Right. How am I going to hold that accountable for return? Probably not. It's profitless spending. But profitless spending, when held, gotten out of control,
right,
destroys a business, right? So we hold these money accountable for these two things. That holding of accountability and holding it accountable for profit is my definition as a profit coach for financial stewardship as a business owner.
Okay.
Those two things.
Yep.
So what these people, these right priority people tend to do is they're like, well, no, as long as I do the right things with my money, like I'm really charitable, or I put my money where my mouth is, like my family's the most important thing. And so I do this. So they tend to really take their priorities as a human, tend to really dictate how money moves in and out of the business. But it isn't necessarily a good thing, because we have these other two over here that we need to hold accountable for return in business. So what I like to help people do, as you know, is push money. I call it pushing it across the table. So like, we got to get your business really profitable, like legit profitable, with these two pieces of accountability, and push more money across the table so that more of the money is leaving the business and going to the family, and less of the money is staying in the business. So right priority entrepreneurs love that process. They're like, yes, this is what we want to do. But getting them there is hard, because they have to change what they do with money in their business checking account. Because what they tend to do is see their business checking account as their second personal account.
Okay.
What were you going to say?
No, I think that's where I was going to go with. So what is the change? What do they do now, and what do they need to change?
Well, I think what they have to change is two things. First thing you've got to take out of your thinking is this thought that, hey, money is money, right? Like, I own the business. I've got this business account here. I've got this personal account here, you know? Whatever account I need to pay the bills out of to take care of my family, I'll pay the bills out of, right? So there's just this element that's a little bit of commingling, but it's more of a mindset. Like, hey, money's money is what happens with these right priority entrepreneurs, because they think it's all their money. So that distinction of like, no, the business checkbook has nothing to do with my family.
Got it.
Literally zero.
Yeah.
So even though I might be in business for taking care of my family or building the financial independence that we want as a family, they're completely different. They're completely different things.
Right.
What's interesting with these guys, as a trend, what they do with their profit, if they have profit, what they're doing is they constantly fall prey to this thinking that they need to invest and reinvest and reinvest back into their business. So that they can become more and more profitable. And so what that happens is it creates this muscle memory, so to speak, of every dollar the business earns is going back into the business, because my priorities are, I want to take care of this family over here, and so I got to build the business really strong over here. So it's this very funky teeter-totter that's imbalanced.
I can see that from my own side. I can see on the family side of things, I will do whatever I need to out of my business account so that my family is taken care of.
Yeah.
Right? Now I have my separate accounts. I'm that far down the road.
Good job, Chris.
And so there's some distinctions in where my money's coming from and all that. But I know that as an owner of my business, I can take out of my business account what I need to as the owner in a distribution or however that gets classified by my CPA and put it into my family, because that is a right priority for me. I will do that.
Yeah.
And any money that doesn't go back into my family, for me, I will then put back into my business to grow it for its impact I want my business to have in the world.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's what the money's there for, is to go out there and make an impact. So is there a profit? Yeah, not often, because it's like I'm reinvesting it in my business for impact, or I'm reinvesting it into my family for lifestyle.
Yep. And I would argue that there is profit, maybe not profit on paper, but if you are doing that, we'll pick on you, Chris, because you're here. If you're doing that.
Yeah, right. I'm an easy target.
You're super easy. Then at that point, I would have you look at the difference between profitless spending and profitable spending, right?
Right.
Profitable spending, what we put into our business, we can hold accountable for return. Like, hey, I invested in a course, or I invested in whatever. here's what I've produced. But the risk for you is that you will do that and there will be the teeter-totter is lopsided. Mm-hmm. On one side or the other, people tend to either be pushing money across the table, right priority people, and not having enough for business reinvestment, or creating a constant cycle of business reinvestment where they don't actually realize profit and push money across. So right priority people tend to be constantly like back and forth like this, and they're not exactly sure what to do with money, which is why we do profit plans.
Right. Yeah.
so that people know where they need to put their money. So practically, if it was somebody like you, for this person, I would say practically first step would be maybe just like sit down and like journal a little bit and think about the what you spend money on and ask yourself, is that money being spent to grow the business? And if so, if you say yes, because you're going to say yes to everything. The coffee I bought at Starbucks, did it help me grow the business? You're going to say yes.
No, I would not say that.
No, I know. But if the answer is honestly yes, then what you want to ask yourself is, how do I hold that accountable for return? Because that return, that money, like you spend a dollar, you make two, you have profit of one, right? That profit is supposed to go across the table to your family. So it's really important to know where you can find real return on investment.
Okay, I like it. Good.
All right, last one. Fast and furious people.
Yep.
I'm one of these people. I almost hate talking about it because I'm like, well, here I am, folks.
I appreciate your transparency.
So these Fast and Furious people, remember, they're like, we are just busy producing. We don't have time to do this. We've got 5 employees, 10 employees, 50 employees. Don't mess with me in money and numbers. But at the end of the back here, they want to make a lot of money. And they have a business for the purpose of making a lot of money.
Yeah.
And so they see their people as leverage, whether it's 1 or 50, in making more money. But their problem is, no matter how much they make, it's never enough. Right? So where they tend to, we tend to be problematic with money is we tend to hire CPAs, right? Or we hire a bookkeeper or somebody that's actually doing the minutia of the money behind the scene. And when the accountant says to this person, hey, you need to go open another bank account, they're like, yeah, okay, I'll just go do that. But they don't care about the why. They don't care about how that serves them. They're just like, wah, 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 when their CPA is talking numbers with them, right? So they produce and they make a lot of money, but what happens is they spend a lot of money. So what they do is they tend to see their business as something that validates them or invalidates them personally. So their business finances validate or invalidate them personally. So like I just said, the more money they're making, the more money they're spending. And unfortunately for those of us who are fast and furious entrepreneurs, we tend to have the tightest profit margins because we have this problem of making, spending. And so we don't have as much space in our finances for exponential profit and growth. And our profit is really dependent on what we do. Like if I'm a doctor, I have to see a patient and I have to be very careful about how I manage my time, which translates into money. So to pick on these dear people, what they happen to do with profit is they tend to extract as much profit out of their business at all costs. And so they hit this wall where they're really frustrated. They're like, wait a minute, I've been working and spending and working and spending, and I'm not seeing what I want out of, I'm not getting what I want out of my business because it feels like an extension of me.
Yeah.
And so they make very rash financial decisions, very rash. Like they just, we just tend to be like, all right, I'm done. Right. And so they will actually go typical. I see it all the time. These type of people, I'll be looking through their financials. I'm like, whoa, what is this $10,000 distribution right here? This $10,000 check. What was that to? Well, I wanted to pay myself some more. I was going on vacation. And so, They just do really rash things like that. And I'm like, wait, did you even think about payroll next month? People like me, the really practical thing that they need is to actually stop believing the lie that they can just continually make more money and it's going to fix everything. What they need to learn is how to keep more of what they make. And then they will start to see magic happen with whatever it is that they're doing financially.
Yeah. Well, I think what's there for me is like, there's a, I mean this in the best way possible, there's like an ego thing attached to I make the money. It's my money. I can do what I want with the money. If I need to make more money, I'll just show up and make more money. Yeah. And so I think I'm a closeted Fast and Furious entrepreneur.
Are you?
I think so. I think if I looked at my behavior with money, I think I've operated that way a lot over the years of like, I have a high risk tolerance. Mm-hmm. If I need more money, I'll just figure it out. I'll just find a way to make more money. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
But the problem is I don't have, you know, I don't look down the road and go, I'm not creating storehouses of cash. My futuristic planning isn't great financially. Right. Mm-hmm. Like it's just, right. I'm all here and now in the moment as money comes and goes, and I'm doing whatever I want with the money I created.
Yep.
As I want to do, as it comes.
Yep. And Fast and Furious people, really, I mean, all of us, all entrepreneurs fall into this problem of it's a write-off, so it's a good business decision.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
These people in particular are like, I need write-offs. I'm going to go to a conference in Fiji, you know, and they're not really thinking about how that's impacting their business in the short or the long term, which makes them have to work harder and make more money. And it's creates a very vicious cycle. So practically speaking, the thinking has to go about it's just money, I'll make more, and blah, 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 right? So I really think, you know, the point of reviewing these people and talking about like what their behaviors are is to help the audience understand like you can be a little bit of all of these.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, if what you're wanting is to create a lifestyle where you have no boss, and that you get to build your life and your values up, and that your business is something that you love versus hate, and it's actually creating that path for you to replace the traditional paycheck, and let's go beyond the paycheck, replace a traditional like benefit package, like, oh my gosh, retirement money. Mm-hmm. Ding, ding, ding.
Yep.
Oh no, I just showed you my ugly financial planner. There it is. but you have to replace all of that to have a rich entrepreneurial experience and to avoid entrepreneurial poverty. So the only reason we're talking about this is to help people say like, yeah, I'm that person, or I'm a little bit of all of those people. And I need now to take another step in figuring out how to change the trajectory financially. And the solution is not making more money. It's not.
I think what I love about this episode is, you said it right. Like if what you want is something different than what you have, if you want change, if you want something different, then this is the only context in which this conversation would matter to you. I mean, if everything in your life is honky dory and you're just fine with whatever's happening, great. Cause this message isn't for you. This message is for people who really want to pursue profit in a different way that works for them than what they've done already. And here's the point. In order to do that, you've got to get honest about where you are right now. Stop putting your head in the sand about your behavior and start getting really self-aware about what you do with money.
Yep.
That's what I love about this episode.
It was great.
Yeah.
So what our people need to do? It's the same thing we always need to do. If people want to pull their head out of the sand and have help, and you may not want to pull your head out of the sand, but if you're at the place where you want to pull your head out of the sand, it's a lot easier to do it with help and compassion.
Right. Yeah.
And we call that a profit discovery consultation.
Yeah.
And it's nothing short of just a meeting where we talk about what's going on financially and what's going on in your heart and what's going on in your business so that we can kind of line those values and the money thing up and get that done. And I don't charge for that. Something that I'm passionate about giving away.
And there, what's the website people can go to sign up for a profit discovery call?
ProfitDiscoveryCall.com.
Awesome. I love it. Leanne, it's such a great episode. I'm looking forward to the next episode. In episode 3, we're going to talk about 4 stages of your profit pursuit.
We are.
Yep. So I'm excited for that. Make sure you guys tune in for episode 3. And I think that's it, Leanne. I mean, thanks for another great episode.
Thanks, Chris.
Of Pursuit of Profit. And we'll see you in the next one.
See you next time. Bye.